Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, and my name is Psychic Medium Michael, and I am the host of this program, and I appreciate, again, you being there tonight. We do have a guest, finally, with us. She's tried a couple of times, and we just haven't been feeling good and stuff like that, so feeling a whole lot better, and so Karen Dowlings will be with us, and she channels Aurora, and so we're going to welcome both of them at this time to the program. So, and we'll be getting Karen on here shortly with us. If you would like to be a part of the program, we will be taking some few calls towards the end of the program. It is 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to the program. We will be taking a few calls, like I said, towards the end of tonight's program. All right, let's go ahead and tell you the card that we pulled for the show today. It comes from my Healing with the Angel deck, and it's the manifestation card, and that's what we need to do. Manifest what you want in your life, not what you don't want in your life. A lot of times what we're doing is manifesting those things that we don't want in our lives. by focusing on it, by talking about it, manifesting it. So let's change that by focusing on what we want in our lives, like health and wholeness and love and light and all those wonderful, beautiful things that we want to draw into our lives today. As we get ready to go to prayer, we're going to pray that this issue with our government is resolved. It's affecting a lot of people right now, and we just need it resolved. So I just want you to put that intent out tonight that this is taken care of and we can move on and into better days ahead, all right? Because there are better days ahead, you know, we just got to remember that. And sometimes that's hard to focus on because a lot of times we're bombarded by chaos and craziness and all that stuff. But better days are ahead, so just remember that and hang on to that, okay? Let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll get Karen on here with us and get to know her a little bit, okay? So let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for everything that you've done for me up to this now moment. And in this now moment, I begin to bring my focus to you, to nothing else except in this now moment and focused on you. And Father, Mother God, right now I thank you for Karen, and I thank you for her spirit guide that she channels, which is Aurora, and we thank you for them. And just bless Karen in every area of her life, and we thank you so much for the gifts inside of her and what she's going to share with us tonight on this program. Father, Mother God, right now I focus on our listeners, live and archived, and I ask that you would meet their needs physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever they need, that you would meet those needs. Right now, surround all of us with that white light of the Holy Spirit as we move forward into this now moment with you. And Father, Mother God, I pray that this shutdown that our government is facing right now, that this thing is resolved, taken care of, done, and over. And we appreciate that. And just keep us all safe. And we say namaste, and we say amen. Okay, Spirit just reminded me, we do have a storm that is approaching the Gulf. I think it's already in the Gulf Coast. Spirit just reminded me about that. Remember that as well, that when it does make impact, that it doesn't make a huge impact, okay? Remember those people on the Gulf that would be affected by this storm. Okay, we'll remember that as well. All right, so let's go ahead and say hi to my guest, which is Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hello. Thank you for having me on the show today.
No problem. I'm glad we finally connect. We've tried.
I know we did.
Yeah, I'm glad we finally got it here. So, but yeah. And I do appreciate your understanding on all of that, and I do appreciate that so much. It's just a pleasure to have you with us. Now, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself? We don't really know you, so could you just tell us a little bit about who Karen is and what you're all about?
Sure. Well, I started into this work in 2007, and just started with doing readings in my local area here in Seattle.
Right.
And from there, I went and just started deepening the connection with Aurora, and through the connection with her, I started the website that I have today, and I have, with her, traveled around to Iceland, to India, around the U.S., and just love this work that I'm doing. I mean, that's really it in a nutshell. It's just all about bringing, you know, empowerment through understanding how our past lives are affecting us now, through the use of affirmations, through the use of healing tools, and just giving people, you know, that positive boost that we all need on our path of life.
Right. Now, when you said that you started in 2007, but did you know that you had this gift before that, or how did that come about?
That's a good question. You know, when I was much younger, I used to be really, really drawn to reading books about Atlantis and Lemuria and all things related to spirituality and metaphysics. I did have an awareness of being able to be really empathic to other people's emotions, although I didn't know at the time what that really was. And so then for a while I kind of, you know, got caught up in life and doing other things and really came back around to all this again in 2007.
Okay, now I'd be interested because I started in 2006, right a year before you. Yeah, so I find it very interesting. But what was that key moment that awakened you back to your gifts? And, you know, in 2007, what was that moment that light bulb went on and said, hey, you know, this is my calling, this is what I'm supposed to do? What was that moment for you?
The moment for me actually happened in 2006, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And
all right.
It was actually, it was attending a class, actually. And right. In that moment, I just felt this energy inside me that I knew I needed to use. And then I went and did a little bit of training for the next year just to make sure that I was really doing things in the way that they needed to be done. And so it was 2007 that I started doing things professionally. But that moment when I first knew, it was like I was hit with this wall of energy. And I just felt, my body just felt like it was electrified. And I knew that I had found my thing in life. And I had been searching for a while.
Right, yeah. And I think that's, you know, that's the way it was for me as well. It's like this, you know, boom. This is my calling. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. And you know, the one thing that I like about this work, Karen, is that we all do it differently, you know, and, you know, everybody gets a little bit of the puzzle piece, you know, and that's what I tell people. You know, I go, and that's what yours was, you know, is that finding that place, you know, for you, you know, that moment when you came into touch. Now, how did you get in touch with Aurora? I mean, that'd be interesting. I mean, I know how... My spirit guide is Steven, so I know how, you know, how that developed with us. But how did that relationship, and I call it a relationship, how did that relationship start with Aurora?
Well, it started coming through in the classes I was taking, and actually Aurora was an energy that was working with my teacher, my actual physical teacher.
Right.
And during that process, when I was attending courses and going through my development, I did feel a connection with an energy, although I didn't know who it was for probably about a year. She really kept herself anonymous to me, just knowing that there was somebody there and the messages were coming through. And I'll never forget the first experience I actually had with channeling her, because I was at home and I channeled to the cat. You know, it was just very easy and effortless, but yet so powerful at the same time.
Right.
And it was really at that time that I really knew it was Aurora and what our connection was really about. And that's when our relationship really began.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, I find that very interesting, you know, of how people, you know, do get in touch with their spirit guides. And, you know, the one thing that I'm learning, Karen, a lot of people don't understand how to work with their spirit guide. I mean, they don't even know how to start that relationship. Have you seen that, or have you experienced that?
Yeah, I have seen that. And what I come across a lot is that there is almost an underlying fear of not knowing what they truly do on their end, that what our spirit guides really do for us. And I think sometimes that's just a lot of, you know, we get so many negative messages in the media and different things. It's easy to pick up on that negativity. And so that's the biggest obstacle I see with many people. It's just not really understanding that they are really no different than your best friend or your spouse or partner or your child that you have a good relationship with, whomever. They are there with us to provide us what we need, whether it's a laugh or a connection or a resource, whatever it is. And that relationship is wonderful. And you just can talk to them like they're sitting right there next to you, because they're sitting right there next to you all the time.
Right, right. Now, the question that I have, and I think some of these questions are coming from my spirit guide as well, but you know, the one thing, now with your relationship with Aurora, now, does she have a personality different than yours, or is it similar to yours?
There are some similarities, but she is, she's really silly, more silly than I am, and so it's really funny. My boyfriend, he really can tell the difference, because when she makes jokes, He just rolls his eyes and goes, that is just so corny. But apparently my jokes, I guess, are a little bit better. There's a difference in how, when she's really with me and we're doing like some teaching or, you know, a really intensive course, I walk differently actually. And my facial features change according to the people that attend the courses. So I know there's actually some other changes there. But she's a bit more gregarious than I naturally am. She's more outgoing, and she really likes to, she does, she loves to laugh and joke. And so those are some of the biggest differences, where I'm not the kind of person that would necessarily make jokes with people I'm just meeting, but she will just go right there and make everybody feel at ease.
Right. Yeah, and that's like with my spirit guide. That's why I was asking that question, because my spirit guide, Stephen, I mean, he is so funny. And some of the things that he shows me to make connection with people are just off the wall sometimes. I go, okay, what is going on with you? But, yeah, and I think they do that to make us comfortable as channels for them, you know, to make us comfortable with that. Now, have you ever been uncomfortable with channeling Aurora?
I haven't. No, it always seems very easy and effortless for me. I think now, you know, now that I really understand our connection and everything about it, her and about the process, I know that we've been connected since I was very young. And so that's why it always felt very easy. But I do understand that, and I work with some people who have had either maybe a bad experience attending a channeling, and so they're not, they have a lot of apprehension about the process, or they just don't have a good feeling about it from past life energy or other things. And so, yeah, there, it absolutely happens. And I feel it just comes with knowing the feeling that your own personal spirit guide has. And you would know this really well also, that when Steven's there with you, you know what his energy feels like, and other energies feel different. And it's really the same, and we all have that capability to kind of tune into, I'd actually call it, it's like our spiritual army, because not only do we have our spiritual guide that we are working with, you know, one-on-one for everything, but we have a lot of other guides around us that might just help us with one thing in our life, like cooking or getting ready in the morning, or talking with our animals, or doing other things like that. So you can get really attuned to their energies, and it helps a lot so that you can understand when somebody else is coming in, whether it's a spirit that's passed on and you need to help them cross over, or it's somebody else's guide coming in and go, oh, hi, who are you? You know, what are you going to tell me? Right. Oh, you're going to meet this person tomorrow, and blah, blah, blah. So it's just like any other kind of sensory system.
Now, the other thing, now, because I know that Stephen is a mixture of different energies and different, you know, incarnations. Now, is Aurora the same way?
Yeah, exactly. And actually, when I, the very first time I was really connecting with her, knowing that it was her, she showed herself to me in meditation and really conveyed the message of that she has lived many different cultures, she's lived in many different time periods. And finally, at the end, she actually turned her appearance into me, into being a reflection of me, just to indicate that, basically, that we are connected. And so it was a really powerful meditation to have to really facilitate the connection that we have. But, yeah, she's been all, you know, had many, many different incarnations on the earth plane. And, in fact, when I began working with her, it was a really unique situation for her, because she was actually learning about what it means to be an ascended master, a teacher on the other side. And so she's going through her learning process of being a teacher. And through the work that we've done together so far, she's been able to kind of move up the scale of being a teacher over there on the other side, you know, different from some of the other energies that are very, like, high-powered energies, like Maitreya or Amun Ra or other energies that we've heard about for eons and eons and eons.
Right. Yeah, definitely. And you know, the one thing that I think, you know, I want to focus on something you just said, you know, where a lot of people think that dealing with spirit guides that we give away our power, and that's not true. And I think that's what I think that's what scares a lot of people, you know, that you know, that they'll lose control. And that's not the case, because they are a part of us. And you know, and I've really found it very interesting when you were talking about how Aurora you know, was a part, you know, showed you that that was true. And Stephen's done the same thing because, you know, and I think that that is the biggest thing that people think, okay, I'm going to lose control, that the spirit guide's going to take over. I know you need to be aware of that sometimes, you know, and just try the energy, but that's not the case with a lot of, you know, a lot of spirit guides out there.
It's not the case at all, you know, and you're right. I think that a lot of people do have that idea about this process, whether you call it channeling or mediumship, or, but it's it's having that connection with another energy. That's all that it is. It's a connection. And in that connection, you make an agreement with them that, you know, okay, I'm going to relay these messages for you. And you can choose how you want to relay those messages. You know, I can work with Aurora on a conscious level or on a deep trance level. That's my choice in any given situation. Some people only work with their guides on a conscious level, and other people only work on a deep trance level. It's really, you have full control of the situation. And it's actually, I found it to be very self-empowering going through this process because I learned so much about my own tendencies to take on too much, to get stressed out, things like that I've learned to relinquish. And she's really shown me how to embody much more peace in my life by giving up a lot of those things.
Right. And now, is there, is, you know, talking about that, let's stay there for a second. Is there a certain area, because I know with Stephen, I mean, there's a certain area that he works on with me and why he's a part of my life and what he's supposed to be, you know, what we're supposed to be working on together. Is there a particular area with Aurora in you that, that you know that that's what she's trying to teach you? Or?
Yeah. Her whole area of expertise is all about compassion for oneself. So it's great for me because that's a big lesson for me. I have a tendency to give of myself too much and not give enough to myself. I'm not taking it easy when I need to. So on a personal level, that helps me greatly. But the work her and I do together is related to teaching others to have compassion for themselves, but really through kind of the lens of understanding their past life history and how their past lives are affecting them now.
Right. Yeah, because I think that's another area that a lot of people, you know, have issues with too, is past lives. You know, they don't understand them. They don't understand how they're affecting, you know, things now. And that's awesome that Aurora is here, you know, to help us with that and that, with that understanding. I will tell you all day long, Stephen, my spirit guide, has been so excited to have you on, but was also so excited to have Aurora on here. And so, you know, we don't have a lot of other spirit guides that pop in, you know, for visits sometimes. So so Stephen was all excited about having you both here tonight. So I just wanted to pass that on to you.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And to Aurora. So, but you know, now when you do classes, you were talking about that you do classes and stuff. Is there a steps that you have to take? I know that there's a process with me and Stephen. I know that there's a shift in energy. Is that the same with you and Aurora, or how does that work?
It's exactly it. Sure. To give an example of it, when I do teaching with Aurora on past lives, there's really like a three-step system, and it's all about gaining further understanding about how past lives affect us each on an individual level. So in the beginning, it's just really kind of introducing basic themes, and the person might say, oh, my gosh, I really resonate with this, really resonate with that. And then we go deeper into looking at, okay, wow, let's look at this person's specific past life history, and we're going to talk about each one of these themes and how that person lived those themes in different ways. So it's like a really, it would be like having like a 3-day long reading if you were to put it all together. And then after that is, you know, I always like to have people take at least like 2 to 3 weeks of rest in between sets of courses, depending on how intensive it is. Some people need like 6 months of rest in between. And then the final kind of course in this series is all about healing those past life influences so that the patterns stop repeating again and again, and that the person is not faced with the same, you know, relationship problems or the same money issues, or that, you know, it's really looking at why are those things happening in life now, and to be, not to be so hard on oneself, but to understand where those influencers are coming from as related to that issue. So there is a huge shift in energy that takes place from the beginning, which is just about gaining a small amount of awareness, to how that awareness deepens over time and how somebody's energy changes throughout the classes.
Right. Cool. Now, how would we get a hold of you? How do we get a hold of you if we want to set readings with you or get to know you more?
Yeah, the best way to get a hold of me is through my website, which is aurorasmessage.com. And actually, if you go there today, there's a great little free giveaway of 77 affirmations for life, love, and prosperity. So anybody can pick that up. And just some good tools to start getting that mind shift going of living a more positive life. And there's all sorts of information on there about reading classes and also my weekly radio show that I do as well, where I do free readings every once a month. So there's other opportunities there too.
Yeah, because I got your website actually pulled up at the moment right in front of me. So, yeah. And so, you know, I would recommend people to go over there, and that's www.auroramessage.com, and you can learn more about her. Now, would you want to do some readings on there, or...?
Yeah, we got some readings on it.
Okay, all right. We got some people that would like to talk to you. But the one thing I have to relay messages as I get them. Is there a book that you have out, or are you gonna write a book? Because I keep seeing book around you.
Yeah, I'm actually working on a book right now. It's related to this past life work that I've been teaching. The book is called How Your Past Lives Affect Your Money Now. And it specifically talks about these past life patterns that I teach about and how they work on money and financial beliefs. Yeah.
Right.
So it's in progress right now.
Oh, okay. Because Stephen was showing me a book. And so I was like, okay, if he's showing me a book, there has to be a book going on. So, yeah. So like I said, he'd been super excited about having you here tonight. And so he was like, I can't wait.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so that's awesome. Let's go ahead and get some people on here to talk to you really quick, and we might visit towards the end here. Sharon, you're on air with Karen. Appreciate you calling in today. Hi.
Oh, hi. Hi, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
What can I help you with today?
Well, I was just wondering what you saw for this month and next month as far as employment. I have a few things out there that I'm hoping to hear back on. And I was just, one of my volunteer positions, they were telling me how much they love the work that I do. And that was quite recently. And I was very surprised to hear them say that, because as much as I love the work, they themselves have been a real challenge, and I've had to learn how to keep my nose to the grindstone so I don't, I love the work, and and so I was just, by keeping my nose to the grindstone, and it wasn't a grindstone, it's a passion of mine. But anyway, so I was quite shocked to hear them say several times how much they loved my work. And so I wonder if you saw something coming from that, or I have different, like a paid position, I have different things out there to different companies that I'm hoping to hear back on.
Sure. I want to talk about the volunteer opportunity first, because I do actually see a paid position coming through them. I feel that the timing on that, though, is going to be a little delayed compared to some other irons that you have in the fire. So do be aware of that. So I don't want you to hold your breath. Just because their process to get a paid position is going to be a little bit longer. But if it's worthwhile to you to hang around for that, just be open with discussing that with them and tell them honestly, you know, I really need something that's more permanent, and keep that conversation open. As far as other things go, there is going to be another position that will be offered to you. It is in some ways similar, but the company itself is very different to what you have been doing. I see you in a really small office work environment, like maybe 6 to 10 people in one area. There'll be a really great group dynamic there, but at the same time, I feel as though you're going to have some real learning that's going to take place with one of the individuals. So do be aware of that. But it will end up being either one. Those are both positive choices for you to take to move forward.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Appreciate you calling in. You have a good night, Sharon. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
No problem. All right. Let's go ahead and get another person on here with you. Let's go ahead and say hi to Faith. Faith, you're on air with Karen. Hi. Appreciate you calling.
Hi. I was just wondering if you could tell me what you got between me and another person, like if you saw anything relationship-wise between another guy named Sawyer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me take a look here. You know, I kind of don't feel great about it, to be honest with you. And the feeling of kind of apprehension that I'm feeling has to do with a little bit of dishonesty, not in a way that was consciously mean, but in a way of not being totally truthful with you. So I do want you to be aware of that. It wasn't done to specifically hurt feelings or anything. But I just feel like the energy involved in this situation is going to come to some kind of conclusion pretty soon. And you're going to have to make a decision about what you want to do as far as reacting to the information that comes up. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Faith.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Yeah. That's pretty good. Right on. Now I want to go back to something, and I don't know if we'll take more calls, because I have some questions, because, like I said, Steven's all excited. And so the one thing that you mentioned earlier, that when you channel Aurora, that people have mentioned that your features change. Is that is that correct? Yeah. And I've had people say that, you know, as well with Steven. Now that doesn't always happen, and I wanted, you know, and I think, again, you know, it goes back to understanding. It goes back to education, you know, of how your spirit guide is going to work with you. Not everyone is going to be a full body channel for their spirit guide,
right.
You know, and those things don't always happen with everybody. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely, I agree with that. I mean, again, with the relationship with your spirit guide is all on your choice about what you know. It's like having a conversation with them constantly.
Right.
Not in the way where you can just say, you know, I don't have the energy for you to do that today, or, wow, I really need your help this weekend because we're teaching a really big intensive class, or
right.
We're going to be at this event and there's going to be a lot of people there. So it isn't something that happens with everybody, and it's
right.
always about your choice. And actually, I want to talk a little bit about the reason why it appears that my features change, just so people have an understanding of that.
Right.
Really what's happening is that when you work very closely with somebody from spirit, that their energy and your energy starts to become one. It's not that they take over you, and it's not that you're allowing them to come in. You kind of hear people say that a lot of times. It's really that your energy becomes one. It becomes like a new, higher version of yourself in a way. And during that process, when you become one with them, sometimes their energy becomes so strong that the person that you're speaking with or the room that you're speaking with can actually see their energy intermix or overlay with yours. And that's really what it is, so that some people in the room would still see me, and it would look like I was up on stage, and other people in the room would see Aurora there, and they would go, oh, wow, I saw that your nose shifted a little bit, or that the color behind you changed, or I saw this or I saw that, you know, depending on each person's own awareness of what was happening.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's very important, you know, to get out there. Now, you know, like with me and Steven, now I'm like a full body channel, and he's actually, one time we were doing an event and, you know, he came forward, and, you know, unknown to me at the moment, I mean, you know, he was walking around talking to people. And have you ever had that with Aurora or?
Yeah, I get the same thing.
Okay. And it takes a while
for that to get to that place, and it really
right.
takes, again, it's having that conversation. So that doesn't happen with everybody. It only happens when you've really developed that relationship with your spirit guide, where you say, you know what, I trust you. You've been around in my life for so long, and you've led me to all these wonderful, amazing people and opportunities. And you do. You just learn to trust that process. Just no different than you learn to trust your partner in a relationship over time, or you learn to trust your coworkers over time. It's really no different in what happens on an internal level.
Right, because, and I totally agree with that. You know, it's a relationship, you know, and, you know, I didn't start, you know, as a full-body channel with Steven. You know, he just didn't pop in one day and say, okay, hey, you know, it was developing a trust between me and him and you know, getting acquainted with him, getting to know, you know, of how we work together. Same thing with you and Aurora. I'm sure it's you know, you didn't start in 2007, you know, with channeling her. You know, it was developing a relationship. Yeah. And now how, if we got somebody listening to us tonight, and I believe that we do, by using my intuition, you know, how would somebody start, you know, getting to know their spirit guide? You know, maybe they're like, man, I like hearing you about Aurora and Steven and how you guys have a great relationship. Mm-hmm. How would they start? How would they take that first step?
The best way to start is to do a specific, like, meditation, visualization, or prayer to connect with them. And it's really the simplest and easiest thing that anybody can do. And really the best way to do that is you first, before you kind of go into that relaxed state, you just want to set your intention. So you can just say, you know, for today's meditation, today's prayer, I want to have time to connect with my spirit guide. And maybe, spirit guide, maybe you could show me your name or your face. And, you know, you just start very, very simple, very, very easy. Sometimes people, because of their own fears or past life issues or other things that have come up, that maybe it's a little bit more difficult, or they don't trust, or they don't feel comfortable with that process. If that's the case, it's really a good idea to sit with somebody who can facilitate the process for you, who can give you feedback, and who you feel really comfortable with. That's the biggest thing, because if you don't feel comfortable in meditation or in prayer and connecting with your guides, you're not going to feel comfortable with channeling process. So really talking with somebody about, you know, I really want this to happen, but every time I try to do it, I talk myself out of it, or I have this fear come up. Find out why that fear is there, and it will assist you greatly in bringing that connection forward.
Right. Because, I mean, it goes back to, you know, it goes back to developing trust. And, you know, and the one thing that, you know, we, Stephen and I always try to get across is it's just the same way as, like, if you're going out, you know, say I meet somebody, you know, it takes time. You know, let's say I'm just not going to go out and say, okay, yeah, this person's going to be my life partner, and this is it. It takes a period of time in developing that relationship. And it's the same way with your spirit guide. But it takes that step of being open to it. And you know, and that's one thing that Stephen, you know, teaches a lot of you know, getting, you know, comfortable with your spirit guide, working with your own spirit guide, and developing that relationship. And I'm sure Aurora does the same thing. Now, you know, the question I have now with the different, you know, incarnations that she has, do you know some of those? You know, do you know some of the incarnations that she has been?
Yeah, I know of two of them. Actually, I know of three of them specifically. She just said, no, you know more.
Okay.
It's so funny how I get corrected mid-sentence
right.
like that.
So
one of them that is, there's actually two that are very well known, one of them being St. Teresa of Avila, lived during in Spain, and the other one being actually Mary Magdalene. So, of course, many people are familiar with Mary Magdalene. And she does do work under the name of Mary. So she does work with other channels. It's not just me. So I, I do have to make sure that people are aware of that, that they, you know, sometimes our guides will work with a wide variety of people. It's no different than we all have a whole bunch of friends. We're not going to say I'm only going to have this one friend, and that's how it works with them. Also, she's actually had an incarnation, which she's always making sure people are aware of, that she actually, her last incarnation was actually a lifetime as a prostitute. And it was a lifetime where she was learning about utilizing her own energy, understanding her ability to kind of be in a very difficult environment, but to create some types of successes in that environment, whether it was, you know, survivalism and learning to kind of do things for herself, that she became a very independent businesswoman at a time when you couldn't really do that being a woman. So that was actually her last incarnation on Earth. And so it's really run the full gamut of time periods, you know, life experiences, and also how people perceive of these roles now. And it's been really great to have her as a teacher because of all the different experiences she has had. I mean, she can really relate to anybody in any situation without judgment, and I just think that is just one of the greatest gifts.
Right. I think her energy must have came through here, because when you were talking about her, my dog started barking, and I could feel an energy coming through. And I was like, okay, I think this is her. So, and that is true. You know, I have a lot of people with Stephen, you know, they said, well, you know, Stephen came to me and talked to me. And I go, yeah, he doesn't. He's just not in one place. I mean, they're spirits. I mean, they're energy, and they can't.
Yeah.
They can work with anybody or anywhere. You know, they're not limited, and you know, like we are at the moment.
That's correct. Absolutely.
Let's go ahead Go ahead.
No, I think that one of the surprising things that was surprising anyway, was that they will often work under different names for different people, just on kind of who is more comfortable with what. And I always thought that was a really interesting thing. Just like they can actually show themselves differently. And you'll see this from time to time, like in when people that can draw the energies from the other side, whether they're, you know, guides or angels or whomever. And very often the angel or the energy from the other side will reflect kind of what that person is most comfortable at perceiving. So let's say if that person is, you know, really comfortable with shamanism and indigenous medicine, then their guide will look more Native American. Or if somebody is maybe brought up in a specific religious tradition, then sometimes their guide has a lot of, you know, characteristics of that religious tradition. So I find that very interesting, that when we're first developing that relationship, they do know what we're comfortable with, and we'll approach us in a way that is most comfortable for us. And I think that's a really amazing thing that they're able to do.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, I remember when I was little, I mean, at that moment in time, I didn't know, you know, that who I was seeing was my spirit guide back in those days. But I remember sitting out in the backyard, you know, when I was about 7 or 8, and all of a sudden I saw this gentleman, you know, older gentleman sitting right beside me, and, you know, found out later that was, you know, Stephen. And, you know, the thing is, yeah, that's the case. They're not they don't want to scare you. I mean, they don't want to frighten you. They want to work with you, and again, you got to get comfortable. And you know, and not everybody, like I said, is going to have their face changed. Not everybody's going to have you walking around, you know, and doing that. But spirit guides are a very important part of our lives, and we do need to learn how to listen to them and work with them. And now, how, again, you know, somebody wants to get hold of you and maybe talk to you more in detail about how working with their spirit guide, how would we do that? Again, give us your website, please.
So the website is auroransmessage.com, and that's auroransmessage.com. And my email and contact information is on there, and there's a whole bunch of information about the different classes, different readings. There's information on crystals and astrology that sisters are, I call Aurora sister, so you have to forgive me if I say sister, but it's the same energy that Aurora wrote from a really humor standpoint. And I think it's really great for teaching people to understand their astrology with, you know, kind of not being so serious about it, but the message still getting through. So there's a bunch of great resources there.
Yeah, because I think the one thing that we need to do in the metaphysical world is lighten up a little bit and, you know, and not take things so serious. And I think that, you know, the one thing with me is a lot of times I have a serious side. So Stephen comes in and has that humor side, you know, where, you know, a lot of times when I'm really serious, you know, readings, you know, I'm doing a reading on air and it's really serious. All of a sudden he'll show me something way off the wall. And I'll be like, okay, all right. He wants to make things a little lighter, and so you know, and that's what they want us to do, you know. And you know, I can tell that your relationship with your spirit guide is awesome, and you know, I do appreciate you being here today. Let's go. I think we have time to squeeze another call in here really quick, and then it will be our last call of the night. Julie, you're on air with us. We appreciate you calling in. You're on air with Karen. Hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My question is, I saw on the show information that Karen can connect people to their life purpose, so that's what I'm calling to find out what you see around my life purpose.
Okay, sure. You have actually an incredible life purpose, and this is one that not very many people understand. Is I call this purpose the connector, and what that means is that your life purpose is all about being a facilitator for connecting people with the situations, places, and other people they need to connect with. And so this is a life purpose that can be really difficult sometimes to know how to utilize, because you can have any job under the sun and be this and have this particular life purpose. But it's fantastic, and the more that you really realize that you're doing this and you start to hear the feedback from people, the more that it spurs you on to begin to use it in your life even more. But it's really a fantastic role. And, you know, just try to pay attention more to when you do give somebody a piece of advice or guidance, not necessarily if they listen to it or not, because that, of course, we can't make everybody listen to what we say. But just looking at, wow, you know, I feel great to connect that person with, even if it's the best car repair place or a really good place for them to have dinner. Because what you don't realize is that by helping the right person to be in the right place at the right time, you are assisting them in fulfilling the lessons they need to work through in their life. And that's a huge role that you play. Okay?
Yeah, because, I mean, I wonder, you know,
like,
I'm 52 now, and I'm about to go back out into the work world again, and I'm really at a loss as to, you know, I want, because I feel like, you know, I'm getting older now, and I feel like I'm sort of, you know, running out of time to find, you know, my niche, you know, where I should be, what I should be doing, and it's kind of scary and daunting, so it's like, you know, that's why I was like, any help is, you know, to narrow that down a little bit.
Is really common for this type of life purpose, because it's not, it can be shown in so many different ways. But what I would suggest to you is to looking into, getting into a field or a place where you are working specifically at helping people in their life in some way. So it can be like a career counseling thing, or it could be working in like HR in any type of field. It can be calling and making arrangements with people, could be appointment setting even. I mean, it's all of those would be great ways to facilitate the energy, and you'll find once you get the energy moving again, then your specific kind of way that you fulfill your purpose will start to feel like it. You'll start to feel that fulfillment again. This is a tough life purpose to live, because you can do it in so many different ways. And we sometimes have this feeling like, oh, gosh, I have to do it just this one way. But that's actually not the case. So I think that you'll find once you start getting back into the workforce and finding something where you are able to fulfill this role of being a connector, you will start to feel that peace in your heart again, okay?
Excellent. Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. It's just any kind of narrowing it down is just very helpful. That it's like, because, you know, it's just there's so much, and I have sort of a scattered work history, so I feel like I'm sort of going against the odds of, you know, chips are stacked against me, as it were, because I don't have, like, you know, how some people go into a job and they're there for 10 years or whatever, so, you know, I just don't have that kind of work history, so that's why I'm feeling a little anxious about the whole thing. So.
Well, it's understandable, but also your experience is actually really great for this life purpose that you have, because you're able to understand so many different situations and so many different things, so.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. You guys have a really great night and a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's the case. You know, a lot of people, you know, I think what basically Spirit's trying to get all of us to do right now is, you know, Karen, is to think outside the box, you know, to get us outside of those boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that? Yeah.
I do. We have a kind of a this conditioned belief, that, at least in our society, where we have to, you know, you go to school and then you work one job for 35 years and then you retire. But we're really coming to see, unfortunately, with all the events going on around us, that's
right.
Not always the case. And learning to, you know, learning to follow our hearts is really what Spirit is trying to get us to do, to wake up to our inner purpose and find ways to fulfill that.
Right. Well, and definitely, you know, we're in new energies and have been for a while now. And as, you know, and what we're having a hard time, you know, because to get outside of those boxes, you know, this is how it's always worked. Well, it's not working that way now, you know, and so we're going and we're going to have to make some adjustments, you know, we're going to have to be open, you know, to different possibilities, different things in our lives. And because the old ways of doing things didn't work for us. So we're having to find those new ways.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Right. All right. Well, I hate to do this, but we're out of time. And so, but it's been a pleasure of having you and Aurora here tonight. And, you know, I just, you know, we'll have to have you back sometime. Maybe
absolutely.
we can have some more time with both of you, and you know, get it more in depth of how to you know, to get to know our spirit guides, how to work with our spirit guides. And the one thing I would love to do is how Aurora is helping, you know, heal past lives and things like that. So we'll both have to have you back. So you have a great weekend, and you're always welcome here. So just let me know. We'll be in contact with you and be setting up another time for you to be on here. All right, thank you, Karen.
Thank you so much. I had a great time. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Namaste. All right, so let's go ahead, and let's give you her website address one more time. It is www.auroramessage.com. That is www.auroramessage.com. www.auroramessage.com. Our website is, we actually have two. One, my personal website is www.insightswithmichael.com, where you can set up readings about with me, learn about me, and all that stuff over there. Also, www.spiritualtalkradio.net is where you learn about what's coming up with us and things like that. Let's go over, if you want to go over with me really quick here, to www.insightswithmichael.com. And we do have a guest coming up on Monday's program. And as soon as my calendar pops up here on www.insightswithmichael.com, you click on that orange square for the 7th. And we'll be having Jan Merle with us on Monday at 5 o'clock. So she'll be with us for that program. I know it says, if you see the little bubble, it says 5 to 5:30. That's actually 5 to 6. So she'll be on with us on Monday. And I can't wait to get her on here with me. We will be on air tomorrow. We, meaning me and Stephen. I remember my grandmother, when I was a little kid, I'd always say, "We will be right back," every time I went anywhere. And I still do that. I said, "We'll see you later," or, you know, hey, we'll catch you later or something like that. And that we has always been me and Stephen, because like Karen said, you become one with your spirit guide, you know. That's the same spirit within you is within them. And so you connect. So you become one. And that takes time. It's a relationship that builds and stuff like that. But join me tomorrow. We will be on air tomorrow at, as it stands right now, we will be on air tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. I was checking with Stephen to see what time he wanted to be on. So we will be on air tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central. So join us tomorrow for tomorrow's program. Normally we're not on Saturdays, but tomorrow we will be on for a little bit, okay? All right, so we'll see you then, all right? So let's go ahead and close out this program for today. You have been listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. If we didn't get to your call tonight, I do apologize, but we just can't get to everybody. But I do apologize if we didn't get to you. So we will be on air tomorrow, like I said, at 10 a.m. Central tomorrow, which we normally are not on Saturdays. Okay, so we'll talk to you then. You be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there, I promise, okay? Continue to be you. It's a whole lot easier if you're you instead of trying to be somebody else that you're not. Hey, trust me, I tried that for years, and it doesn't work out. So just be you. It's a whole lot easier, all right? Peace be with you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Thank you, Karen and Aurora, for being here tonight. Thank you, guys. All right, bye-bye. See y'all later.
Peace be with you.